Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Boy, aren't those record executives ever happy with anything? Finally, downloading music off the internet legally is a booming business. The recording industry reports there were 58 million legal downloads in the first half of last year. So now what do they want? Higher prices. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, what makes these industry execs think they're going to get away with boosting the prices?
Well, they're looking at those numbers and realizing that iPods and other portable MP3 players have become a real phenomenon. A market research firm, Ipsos ASI, has been tracking it, and they report the number of people who paid for downloading music doubled in 2004, from 4 to 11% of the U.S. population. So the recording industry is looking at this and saying, you know, this 99 cent per song rate, that might have been a good introductory price to get people hooked. But now they are hooked, and it's time to make some money. Maybe make up for some of that the industry lost and is losing still to free music sharing. Even with all the new paid music, there's still more free downloading going on.
Isn't this the heroin business model, you know? Well, anyway. What about exactly. The pirating of music? Hasn't the recording industry been aggressively prosecuting illegal downloaders all this while?
Yes, absolutely. There have been some really high-profile cases, and perhaps these industry executives think the prosecutions are successfully scaring people away from free file sharing. But statistics show that there's plenty of illegal pirating going on, and Josh Burnoff at Forrester Research says that's likely to make music lovers balk at paying more per song.
Everyone is aware of the fact that if you want to, you can still get the music for free. It may be illegal and you may be subject to prosecution, but it's still out there. Even if you don't use that in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, that's how much it really costs is nothing. And 99 cents is not that far from nothing. It's close enough that you think, well, for the convenience and the quality and my feeling of not having to be guilty when I download, that's worth it. But it's not such a great feeling if that goes up to $1.09 or $1.50.
Well, John, how likely is it that the industry is going to negotiate higher prices for online music?
As you noted, it's going to be an uphill battle. You know, before iTunes introduced this 99-cent flat rate, there were some efforts to charge different prices for different songs, but Apple argued that's not going to work. It's too complicated. You need a cheap, across-the-board price that people understand and are willing to pay. On the other hand, the industry may get some traction with the argument that Apple's CEO, Steve Jobs, is trying to keep song prices low just to sell more iPods. So the music folks say, hey, we're victims here. We're paying the price for iPod success. Now that it is a success, we deserve a bigger piece of a rapidly growing pie. You know, later today on Marketplace, we're taking a look at how the new political scenery in the Mideast is changing the economic fortunes of Palestinian people.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.